Hi, everyone. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do healings with everybody. And we do a lot of sample healings to show you what the lightship can do and how quick and easy it is to have these healings performed on you. And right now I'm in New York. I went to two expos, went to the New Life Expo in New York and also the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Philadelphia. That was a lot of fun. We were there last week in Philadelphia. And being there, we noticed going into a graveyard that the energies were no longer there, which means that the lightship has taken away these emotional bodies of people that are still hanging around the graveyards that you normally feel, and emotional bodies you would call ghosts. And it was like nothing was there. So that was just quite wonderful. So ascension time is, you know, starting like it, we always thought that it has been, and it's just more proof that things are happening down here to clean out the earth energy here so that the earth spirit can do its ascension. And this is what it's about, and also ourselves. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. Hello and welcome, everyone. And like Ron said, we'll have a wonderful night of healing and talking about the Creation Lightship and things that are going on as the lightship prepares the earth for the ascension process. And we'll talk a little bit about the different healings that the Creation Lightship is doing and the website where you can go to find out about them. And if you have any special requests or questions about the lightship, then you can communicate with us on the fast chat. If you like, which is real easy to do, you just go onto our page on BBS Radio's website, and then you'll scroll down the page. You'll see a beautiful picture of a light being from the Creation Lightship on your monitor screen. And then just below that, you click on where it says Fast Chat, and that allows you to type in a question. So we hope you'll interact with us during the hour. Sometimes we have so many people typing in questions, we can't always get to everyone, but we get to as many as we can. And we just love hearing from you, and we love having that community together every radio show that we have. And also, we really enjoy your questions and your comments, and also love to hear about your experiences with the healing energies that come through. So we'll just probably start, I guess, Ron, with our usual introduction of just releasing entities and getting everyone nice and heart-centered and ready to receive these beautiful energies and teachings.
Okay, so we'll just start with entities here. So again, just sit back and relax. And also, animals can have entities in them. So if you have an animal or pet, you may want to request the healing for them also right now. You might want to hold them, and we'll take out the entities out of your animal along with you. So we're starting to do this right now. And I caught the tail end of the previous show here, talking about maybe different types of food that you can eat. Basically, it's all talking about like organic food to help to maybe youthify yourself a little bit, have better skin tone, etc. Well, it's all done on the lightship if you're interested in doing it that way and having wonderful healings and living it more on the life force energy from spirit. This is what it's all about. When I went to the expo in Philadelphia, I went to this one booth and they're checking out, I guess, your veins and arteries and different things like this. You have to put your finger in this little clothespin. And you sit there for 5 minutes, and they have a little chart out that comes out, and they tell you what it's about. So I'm just sitting there, and the guy's looking at me and he goes, boy, this is something. And I'm kind of just listening, watching, and he gets done and pulls it out of the machine, and he goes, do you do a lot of jogging or anything? And I go, no. And he goes, do you do a lot of exercises? You know, and I said, no. He goes, well, you look like someone of half your age. As far as, you know, the way your arteries look and the plaque in your veins and everything else. So I didn't really talk much more about what I do, going to the lightship, because he probably would not understand it being an MD type of person. And so anyway, that's what's happened to me, is my internal body is like half of my age. which I can just say is from the light chip working on me, working with me, and also having the special nutrients brought to my body each time we go up on the conference call. So if you're interested in actually doing extra work on yourself, this is a great way to do it, and it's effortless for you, because the light beings will actually give you during the session special nutrients for you that you don't have down here on planet Earth. And they do a lot of detoxifying of our body when you go up. And the calls are only $20 for a one-hour session, and they're Mondays and Fridays. And it's 5:30 PST when they start, so I just thought I'd mention that to you. We also do facials, and the facials make your skin actually tighten up. I can't really claim anything typically, but people have had a lot of results from this. And the cost for that, I do 2 one-hour sessions. They're separated by maybe a couple of days or so. And the cost for that is $150. So if you're interested in having your maybe skin look a little nicer, a little better, you might want to choose to have this done. And here we go. Have you had a facial yet, Sylvia?
You know, I did have one. It was wonderful. It was some time ago now. And I was very surprised, actually, because what happened is not only did they work on the skin and kind of the cheekbone and structure of my face, but they actually went deep into the sinuses and that whole area. And I was very surprised to wake up the day after I finished and find out that I could breathe so much better than I had been able to breathe before. So it was just a really, really special healing, so much more than just what you would think of as a facial, because there's this team of light beings, these beautiful, amazing divine energies working on you as an individual. They know exactly what you need, and it was very personal, and it was just, it was really a marvelous experience.
Okay, so here we go. Getting the entities out of us right now. We're going to bring in more of your spirit energy. So again, there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. I'm going to count to 10 to command the energy of your spirit to be more in your body. So what happens is, so our spirits leave because of pain and trauma, anxiety, anything that's on an emotional basis down here that's not love energy. And this judgment energy actually forces and, in a sense, kicks our spirit out of our bodies. So that when the spirit leaves, it is traumatized, and then they have to be healed before they come back into you, the parts of you that left. So it's like little puzzle pieces. And this is why most people are not too conscious, because they're mainly out of their body. The other word would be like, lights on, nobody home. And, you know, if you're not home, who is? So here we go. We're going to bring you more in. We're going to heal the parts of you, put you back into a perfect state of spiritual awareness here of light energy as you come in. Your spirit knows how to come back into your body. It does it quite often, probably millions of times in your lifetime. So we're going to bring you back in now. Some spirits like to come into the crown chakra. Some come into the heart. Some actually just walk forward right into your body. And whatever way your spirit chooses to do this is the way it's going to be done. And you will feel a little heavier at this point in time when you integrate more fully with your own divinity of yourself. And here we go. I'm going to come in, so I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you may just want to do a little body scan of yourself. Your spirit resides in your heart center first. And the more that you're able to work with your spirit and to release more densities, then when you release more densities out of your body, these judgments, then your spirit can inhabit more of your physical structure. This is the whole part, process and part of ascension, is to get into your body fully with your spirit, so your spirit can actually rematerialize your physical body after the ascension time, and then have everlasting life on a different dimension. This is what the ascension time actually is. And here we go. We're going to do a nice chakra alignment for everybody. So, again, sit back and relax. You might actually feel the energies in you move. We're going to go to your heart center first and reposition. There, your heart center. Great. And go to your throat area now. Wonderful. And third eye. Great. Moving back down now to your power chakra, solar plex area. There's some difficulties there with some people. I'm going to reposition this for you. There we go. And second chakra. And first chakra. Great. We'll do an opening if you wish. If you're in a noisy location, you may not want to do this, or if you're around a lot of people. When we energize and open up your chakras, you have more energy around you and in you to heal. So this is why we do this process. And here we go. Go to your heart center. I'm going to make your energy field body width for everybody. Here we go. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going now to your power chakra below the heart. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Next we're going to do the wonderful mind-to-heart drop. And this you can do daily. You can just follow what we're saying here. Maybe write it down. It's just real simple. All you do is think of an elevator. And here in New York, there's plenty of them in Manhattan there. And think of the 10th floor as being on your forehead where your thoughts are. Between your ears, we'll say. And the first floor is your heart center. We're going to drop down this mental body. And that could also be called maybe your ego self, your lower self. There's many names that people use. Your awakening consciousness, the thoughts that you have inside of your head that talk to you, whatever that is. We're going to drop that down now to your heart center. So if there are entities there and the entities are talking to you, they will not go into your heart center. They don't want to go into the light, so they'll leave you. So here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, when you think a thought, you should actually have the thought coming from your heart area, your chest cavity. And this is where you should actually feel and hear the information. So if you're not quite there yet, we're going to do it a little bit more for you. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So just scan your heart center. You can think of your heart having the mouth on it and ears. And you should feel at peace when you're in your heart center. It's impossible to have a negative thought. And I'll just do a comment here. We had a conference call today just before this show here, and we did water charging. We do 7 containers of water for the whole week, and the question was, what was number 4? That was the penguins. So we have different light beings that charge our water up for us. The water is designed specially just for you, and you have enough water for each week. So most people get on this call and they do a 1 month session, 4 Wednesdays a month, or consecutive Wednesdays, and the cost for that is $60. So if you're interested in having divine drinking water for each day of the month, you might be interested in having the Wednesday night call. And it starts again at 5:30 PST. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought up the water activation, because I wanted to actually talk about that, because as you were mentioning at the beginning of the hour, it's one of the things that the light ship does to help, well, with your health and your vitality and the youthfulness like you were talking about earlier. And I think one of the things that's just so wonderful about it is that each person, no matter who they are, when they are having their water activated for them, it's done with that person's complete spiritual blueprint and everything about them. All that information is there for the light beings to use. So when they're activating your bottle of water, it's exactly what you need for you, not for anybody else. It's not like, you know, going to the store and you get a vitamin product, and it might work for you, it might not work for you, it might not be really good for your energy system, but it might work for someone else's. But this is just perfectly made for you based on what you need right then and there, and then the next week you get a whole new set of 7 bottles of water. So you always have this supply of water that's had light codes activated right in it for your own particular needs, and that applies not only to your physical health, but things that are being done to help your body prepare for the ascension process. So it has to do with, being able to hold more light frequency, light energy within the body. So it's really a wonderful thing. And people have had some really amazing experiences with it. It's really interesting, because you'll notice when you have your water that each bottle of water has its own taste, its own viscosity. If you taste your water before and after it's activated, it tastes completely different. And it actually makes you, sometimes with our water quality, you don't really feel like drinking the water that much, but you know you have to, so you're trying to get your daily allotment and all that. But this water really makes you want to drink it, because it just is, your body really wants it. And sometimes when I have my bottles on the counter, after they're activated, you can see sometimes thousands of bubbles will appear, and not all the same kind of bubbles. Some bottles will have that, some won't. Some will have tiny ones, some will have larger ones. So you can really tell it's had this activation done with it, and in addition to how good it feels to drink it, you can also very much feel the change in your body, in your energy level, as you're drinking it. So it's really wonderful. I don't think we talk about it enough and the benefits of it, because, you know, it's just one of the many, 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 many things that the light ship does. But it's a very special experience. And another element to it is that at the time when you're doing that water activation, and Ron, you might want to talk about this a little too, for people that haven't experienced it. So how it works is you're holding onto your container of water with both hands. The light beings are putting this energy, you know, I feel it in my heart chakra, and then it kind of comes out my arms through my hands, and it's like you feel this flow of light and energy going through your hands into this water. But you also feel that amazing healing energy running through your body at the time. So it feels to me like you're also getting a healing while that's going on. Would you say that that's true, Ron?
Yes, definitely. Plus, as you have the water each day, it's already charged for you for each day, but a lot of people feel the light beams come around them as they're pouring their glass of water, and then these light beams that charge the water initially will actually start to put more energy into your water for what you may need that exact moment. Remember, the light only works in every moment of our time, and so everything is done just right in divine perfection for you. So even if you had the same container of water, and you had a glass of water maybe a couple hours apart, the water would be a little different on that second glass of water. And so most people will get, I would say, probably at least a half a gallon of water, because your body drinks so much more of it than normal water. Once you put it in your mouth, it's down your throat. I mean, it's that instant. But anyway, this is one thing that the Light Shift does. It's here to help us. At times we'll do water for mouthwash and for our skin. And we also do entity water. And this is normally done on the Wednesday night call. So if you're interested in moving forward in your life, you want to take that extra step and do this, I can't think of a much better way just to have one day a week to be on the Light Shift, because we do a half an hour healing with you also before we do the water charging. And, just find that time for that, say, 45 minutes or so, and come on. So anyway, here we go. We're going to talk about grid lines here. Very interesting in New York here. Last night, I believe, I released the grid lines. Was it last night? Let me think here. Today is what? Yeah, last night. We did a grid line release here from the people in New York. And they couldn't believe how much of the, I'll use the word negativity, was attached to the grid line where they were living or working over. And so what happens is your body is drawn to a location to live. And this is part of the planetary energies. Remember your horoscope, your natal chart. And so you also have the energies that the planets force you to live under. And you're living in different areas where the grid lines are. So what do you actually benefit from grid lines? Well, I kind of see it as the trauma and drama that the Earth has experienced. So I don't see any reason to have anyone bring into their body earthquakes and forest fires and anything that's been Earth-based where you're living. But your body is connected to the Earth. So when you disconnect this energy, you feel a lot freer. So we'll do that right now for everybody. So sit back and relax. And I'll do three of these here for those people who are very sensitive. We'll just release you slowly, okay? So here we go. I'll count to 10, and we'll release you part of the way here from your grid line where you're living. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And again, do a body scan, see how you feel. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel a little lighter. Naturally, people are taught through spiritual practices about grounding to the earth, which is kind of ridiculous from my standpoint by seeing things, because you lose your spiritual information when you force your spirit to connect to the earth energy. But aside from that, your body is already connected. And so when you start to disconnect that link, your body's still going to live, but you're disconnecting yourself from all, like I said, the negativity, the trauma, the drama of what the Earth has went through over its existence. So it's very nice to be separated from that. Well, let's turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'm just picking up a question from or a comment on the fast chat, a request to talk about the divinely activated pictures that you do, and I don't think we have talked about that before, at least not for a long time on the radio program. So can you tell us what that's all about?
Yes, we do have and sell different pictures of angels, the masters, etc. There's quite a few on the website. And people buy them, and what we do is when you receive them, we just activate them, give you a phone call, and we put the divine spirit energy into the photograph for you. And this we also do at the expos that we're at. And what happens is the picture becomes a living being of that particular spirit that you're buying. So if you bought a picture of Jesus, it would have the energy from the Light Ship of Jesus in it. Bought one of Mother Mary, it'd be the same thing of Mother Mary. And the picture actually changes. If you wish to bring up the picture of Jesus here, we'll do that right now for you, and you can watch it change. If you're on the fast chat, it's the third picture over, and we'll just say that's Jesus, okay? Some people have mentioned that may not look like him or something, but we'll just say that it is, okay? So, or just scroll down a little bit further on your scroll bar, and you're going to see the Lightship insignia, Jesus, and the creation diagram. So pop it up on your screen. I'm doing that right now for me, clicking on it here. And it's coming up, and there it is. So it should be up for you also, I hope. And just kind of watch the picture here. We're going to energize it right now. And again, this will be the energy of Jesus coming into the photograph here. And I'm sure that through different cultures, there was different pictures of Jesus. And this is what we're using right now to represent him. We also sell one with blue eyes also, but that makes no difference here. Just kind of watch the photograph. And right now on my screen here, the halo around his head is changing. It's becoming very bright. And you're all going to have your own experience here. You might want to blink your eyes every maybe 10 seconds and just kind of watch the picture. I'm actually seeing his physical body on the photograph becoming more three-dimensional. And the face, as I look at it, if my eyes get kind of a little blurry, then come back into focus, it's almost like he's smiling at me. I'm almost seeing a different face in Jesus off and on here. So it is changing with a different facial expression. And I'm seeing the colors around the background changing. And for my monitor here, it's very three-dimensional. And the colors are more intense now on the whole picture. How does yours look, Sylvia?
Mine is also, especially the golden halo around his head is really electrified. And the other thing that's wonderful is if you tune into your heart center, you will probably feel the energy just radiating from the picture into your heart center. You can also put your hands out, you know, closer to the picture and feel that, and your palm chakras, you know, may feel the energy coming right off of your monitor screen that way. It's really strong. So those of you that have that feeling sense can definitely feel that energy. I'll just mention while we're talking a minute, we have a really nice comment from Nancy on the fast chat. She says that she lives by a huge electrical tower or towers, and that release, the grid release that you do, felt really amazing to her. So that's wonderful. And we have Kyle commenting that he feels tons of heart energy coming from the picture of Jesus. So that's wonderful too. Thank you guys so much for your comments.
Okay, so let's do some healing here.
Sounds great.
And I always do emotional healing for everybody. Let's start with that. I'll go back 5 days in your life, and I'll do this the quick way. These healings are effective 100%, but the light beings can only do about 80% of effectiveness or efficiency on it because they're not doing your whole lifetime. So here we go. So just because it's not 100% doesn't mean that it's not done correctly. That's all that they can do for you. So here we go. Emotional healing, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body. Same process, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a mental body. Here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and yesterday cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. This is how your body senses energy. So these are all samples. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, how does that feel?
Feels wonderful. And I actually want to mention something about it, which this is probably more geared to those listeners that have already done the emotional clearing that Ron has just done a little sample of. And for those of you that don't know, that the clearing work that he does clears your emotional body for your entire lifetime. So it's all, you know, all the charge from the emotional body is completely clean and clear at the end of that clearing. But as I'm sure most of you can relate to, when you go through life, stuff happens. And, you know, we're living at a time where there's a lot of emotional energy that comes up. You know, recent events, you know, people's had a lot of different things go on in emotional energy, and stuff happens. And so about a month ago now, I think it is, there was an online system of clearing that was created on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And on that section, there's of the healings that you can do online, you can pay a small amount of money and you can actually have the emotional clearing updated anytime you want. So it's like you have a password and you have a login, and you just go on anytime, day or night, and you can update your emotional clearing that way directly with the light beings from the light ship that work with you. So I decided to try that for myself, and it's just absolutely wonderful, because the second anything comes up, or you get home at the end of the day and maybe you've been at work and things have happened or what have you, you don't need to, just kind of try to have to deal with that on your own or sit in that energy or have it affect you for one moment longer. You can just go online, go to that clearing section, and you can have that completely cleaned up in just a few moments. So it's really wonderful. I really want to recommend, you know, to anyone who's had that emotional clearing or one of the other ones, to do those updates, because it's a way to keep yourself completely in the present moment. By any time you have things like that go on, you can just clear them up right away. So it's really wonderful. You want to add anything to that, Ron?
Yeah, the online healings work the same as if I were to do it in person or over the telephone. So, sign up and get on them. It works with anybody, you know. So typically I think most of our listening audience is probably in the U.S. here. I do have people calling me from, like Germany, and I have people from France and different other countries, you know, Australia. But this makes it available for everyone in their own time zone to have a healing done. So you just get on there, and it counts down, and it works. And the light beam is there to help you do the healing. So we're going to do another sample healing. And this I like to do because it allows people to see what effects the past life has on them. So what I'd like you to do is think of a illness or condition, ache or pain that you have in your body. And we're going to go into a past life now. And we'll pick the years. I'll just go from, I'll go back to 30,000 B.C., okay? And then we'll do 30,100 B.C. and 200 to 30,500 B.C. So right away you're going to think, geez, how can something that's happened that long ago, my mind doesn't even can't even perceive that or even look at it, how can that actually affect me in this lifetime? Well, here we go. You're going to find out. So here we go. We're going to clear this out here. So 30,100 B.C. cleared, 200 cleared, 30,300 cleared, 30,400 cleared, 30,500 cleared, and I didn't do 30,000, so we'll do 30,000 cleared. So I'll just do a body scan now and see if what you're dealing with right now in this lifetime, and this would be, you know, in theory over 30,000 years ago, see how this energy that's leaving you now is affecting you in this lifetime. And what I do is what I call a sensory clearing. And the sensory clearing clears away your genetic imprinting, which is emotional traumas, out of your body. And this is one of the sessions that I do for people. And this is highly recommended. So just sit back and relax and just see how you feel right now. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'll also briefly mention another aspect of those online clearings that are just wonderful is that for any of those of you that have children or maybe you have an aging parent or someone in the hospital or in some type of treatment facility or anyone like that that, you know, may not be able to get on the phone with Ron and do a clearing, or perhaps they wouldn't understand it. For example, like you might have a parent who could really use it, but they wouldn't understand the whole concept of working with the light beings and so on. You can actually sign them up for that clearing as a gift for them, and you can do it online. The light beings will work with them very gently over a period of several days to make that clearing very smooth and gentle for them. And it's just a wonderful way to help someone who's in need, whether they're, you know, your children or relatives or someone going through a hard time. So it's really a wonderful thing. I just can't say enough about it because it makes it available for so many people. As you know, Ron's schedule gets really booked up, and he travels a lot and goes to these various expos and so on, and there's just so much he can do in one day, and this allows you to have the freedom to have a clearing done whenever it's needed for someone. So it's just really fabulous opportunity. So I'm looking over the fast chat to see if we have any other comments or requests. I do see a request, Ron, for a cording release from difficult people. So would you like to address that?
Okay. So if you wish, you could take and maybe visualize that person in front of you, because you have to think of someone to do. And what we're going to do is disconnect your chakra energies from that person. And naturally, if they attach themselves to you, you're automatically connected to them. So it's a two-way street. So we're going to first take the energy that they connected into your chakras. So we'll start with your sixth chakra, and that's being released now. Fifth chakra released, fourth chakra released, third chakra released, second released, first released. And this energy that goes back to this person from this link, this negative cord, we'll call it, is actually purified. So they're not going to take any of your gunk away, you know, rephrase that. They're not going to get any of your baggage. It's going to be their pure energy coming back to them if they actually gave you some. So here we go, because you don't want to mix energies whatsoever. Everybody is unique like a snowflake, so whenever you start taking on someone else's energy, you will change your I won't say change your frequency, but you can be drawing more energy into you that's not your own. So now we're going to do the same thing. Take this cord that you gave the person, or that got connected as they corded you, and going to bring back this energy to yourself here. And these energies are all under the mind energy. All the clearings that the light shift does is working to release you out of the mind energy situations that we have here. And the mind energy is typically the dark side energies, okay? So here we go. Sixth chakra, your energy is being returned to you. Fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. So if you recorded very heavily, you should feel your body now changing. You should feel more energy coming into your body. And we're going to also work on a couple of locations in your body that we normally don't do. This will be interesting. I'll just say that we'll call this your female and male organs, okay? So, give an example. We'll say that a lady's walking with a low-cut blouse on, and all of a sudden, you know, all these men look at her. Well, what's going to happen? They automatically put a cord to the lady's breast. Now, what's that going to do to that lady? Okay, well, at first maybe nothing, but maybe it might cause a breast cancer later on because they're attached to it. And did the lady know to release these cords? Possibly not. So if there's a cord put on her 30 years ago, it could still be there today. And so I don't think I need to say anything more about this here. You may get the point. So for women and men, we'll just start releasing these out of your male and female organs, okay? So here we go. We'll do the women first here, I guess. Then we'll do the men after that. And here we go. So for women, and I'll just count to 10, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those cords are released that were attached to you, and now we'll get the other cord that you put out to them, unknowingly probably. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do the men. Same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
So it seems, it feels like to me that when you do these cording releases that your energy level just kind of comes up quite a bit. So is that just from having your own energy back under your own umbrella, so to speak, not mixed with somebody else, or are you just not leaking any energy anymore? How does that work?
It can be both ways. Say you're the type of person who maybe has low self-esteem, and so you connect and cord into somebody as a role model, okay? And that energy, you know, does work for you, but it's not right. And so all of a sudden, when you disconnect this from yourself, all of a sudden your body can now use its own perfect energy for itself to come back into you, because maybe the energy that you're drawing upon, that you're bringing in, maybe you're consciously trying to suck energy out of this person continuously, you know, like an energy vampire. And all of a sudden that energy is so strong and does not match yours, but you're forcing your body to take it. And so once you disconnect it, all of a sudden your body can go, oh, man, this is great. Now I can run on my own energy system. This is one reason why you may feel better. And then the other way, like you mentioned, is that somebody was actually taking away your energy completely. And once you get it returned back to yourself, then your body can start going through a healing. So if you feel your body heating up now, maybe tingles, chills, pulsations of warmth, this means that your body someplace had these cords attached to it, and that now your spirit is able to go to these locations and heal you. And since we're dealing with cords, we'll do our standard planetary cording here. Remember, this is your natal chart. It's your horoscope. This is how the negative ETs, our Galactic Federation, chose to entrap us with this energy. And so what we're going to do now is disconnect you from some of these planets. And remember, when you have free choice that we're supposed to have here, that people talk about, we should not be connected to anything, and definitely not having a predetermined life path that you have on your natal chart. So right away, that should be a big clue to everyone listening that you don't have free choice here. And there's over a couple thousand planets that I can take you away from and disconnect you from. The light ship does this. And these are negative planets, we'll say. And maybe negative beings on that planet or whatever. I don't go too much into it. But we do release you out of this situation. So here we go. And this, again, will bring back energy to yourself. So the planetary energy release, the cording release, is designed to give your body more energy. And this is for the body. I do a parallel lifetime, which is your spirit going out, working itself to death, basically, and bringing back to you traumas from fabricated lives. So we're going to first do the planetary clearing, courting, and here we go. First planet released from, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. And you should feel more energy coming into your body. So this is for a body healing. The other clearing is for planets. And again, these are, I believe, on the website for online healing. And you can get caught up to date, too, with that if you wish, if you had one in the past. And you just want to, just sign up for that. That way you're always, with your divine energy and not being courted. So here we go. This is parallel lifetime now. This is when your spirit goes out into fabricated Earth planets, look like this one, with Earth people, people that look like you. Could be in a couple thousand lifetimes there at the same time. You can go there when you sleep. You can go there when you're out of time, when you're not here. Remember, you're not here, you're here and you're not here as a vibration. So when you're not here, where are you? Hopefully your spirit's right alongside of your body. And not going off to these fabricated lifetimes by the dark side. Remember, the dark side forces you to do this. So here we go. We'll take you out of 10 lifetimes. So number 1, released. 2, released. 3, released. And think of a physical problem, maybe ache or pain or something. 4, released. 5, released. 6, released. 7, released. 8, released. 9, released. And 10, released. There we go. So, hopefully you're feeling much better, and I'll just comment here, we have a special ascension call coming up on November 15th. You're on the light ship for 4 hours, you're out of time, and so down here it feels like you've only been on the call for about 15-20 minutes, but you're actually 4 hours on the call, and the light beings work with you, they put an amber blood into your body, do special attunements and healings to you, geared toward the ascension process. This is what Jesus did when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So if you're interested in having work done that Jesus did for the people back then, the light ship is here to do that for you. And this is why the light ship is here, to help the people on this planet do the ascension. And mainly it's here to have the earth spirit do the ascension. So it's helping the earth spirit, and you're able to join it if you choose to for the ascension process. But the Earth Spirit is leaving here, and it's going to its new created planet that will be re-energized and brought into manifestation in 8D reality. And the 3D planet here of the Earth will no longer exist, because the Earth Spirit is no longer going to have it here. And then it could be reformed, but there will not be any life like what you have now on it. So people who talk about this, to me, don't know what they're talking about. They get channeled information from the galactics. Mass consciousness, and a lot of it is, most of it is all false information. People think they're going to maybe 4D or 5D. There won't be anything here. So even if that was materialized, your physical body can only exist where the Earth Spirit is going, because it knows the resonance of your body. And no other spirit can resonate to the frequency of your body, because it was created by one source, which is the Earth Spirit, with the elements of the Earth. So people are talking about that, going to other dimensions. It's impossible. Your body cannot sustain life anywhere else. So back to you, Sylvia. And also what I will say, too, along that line, people are looking to put more light, we'll say, into their body for DNA activations. Well, each time you have a light ship healing, when you have a session with me, a private session, or you do it online, you are putting more light into your DNA strands. And this is how it's done. I can honestly say that there is nothing out there, no practitioner out there who is doing DNA activations or attunements is going to give you the true DNA alignments and activations that the light ship can do, because only Create Energy can do this for you. All the rest would be extraterrestrial information that's brought down here by the ETs, but they are not conscious enough to know everything about you. The light ship is the source energy that created you, and they're doing the universal shift, so this is where you want to get on board if you're choosing to do these things. If you have paid somebody a lot of money for DNA activation, I can tell you that it will not work whatsoever because they don't have the frequency to do that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a few more minutes left, and we have some more questions on the fast chat, so I'll try to get through those before we end off. I think we are allowed to go over a little bit tonight because we got on a little late. So let's see. We had a question relating to those parallel life clearings that you do, and the question was from Kyle, and he's asking if you do clearings of parallel lives that a person had in a past life, as well as the clearings that clears the current parallel life.
I go back 7 generations on that, yes, So I could do that. Unfortunately, there's so many clearings that I do. I guess it's fortunate that I do these, but for me it's unfortunate because I would like to think that life is much simpler here than what it is, and all the clearings on the website only came about because people needed to have more and more work done to them. So for me, it's very sad that the human race here is in such bad shape. So yeah, that could be done. Check under the 7 generational energies there, and that would help you out with that. The 7 generations are what you're really dealing with right now in this lifetime as far as your problems, even though we just did one going back to 30,000 B.C., those do affect you also, but the main ones are the 7 generational ones. So that's really what's kind of in your face, what your body's really working on. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question. Is there a healing to release the energy from nuclear power plants?
I'm sure that there could be. I could make one. I'll do that right now. We'll see what we can do for a sample healing here. So if you have lived around one or are affected by one, maybe you drove through a town where they had one and you got maybe some kind of poisoning or something, or it affected you some way or didn't affect you yet, let's take the energy out of you. So I don't know how extensive this is going to be, but we will give you a sample healing on it. Normally when I do these sample healings, I do it from your current age back to conception. So here we go. I'm going to do this for the last year. So we'll do 12 months, and we'll just see what happens here. So 12 months, so this is like nuclear exposure. 12 months cleared, 11 months cleared, 10 months cleared, 9 months cleared, 8 months cleared, 7 months cleared, 6 months cleared, 5 months cleared, 4 months cleared, 3 months cleared, 2 months cleared, 1 month cleared, and I guess that'd be from this point to that 1 month cleared. So there we go, making sure that we cut everything down to this present moment. So if you have any changes, you may want to give me a testimonial. I love reading these here. You can just scroll down to the bottom of the page if you wish and do a testimonial. We do love, I do love having donations sent to me to keep this site running here. I haven't had too many recently, so that's why I may be ending the BBS radio program maybe in February. It's been like a long time for me here. And I just need to have more people respond to have these sessions. So this is what I do to make the money, is to do sessions with people, and that money goes into this radio program. So these all cost me money to do, and I appreciate all the ones that have done sessions with me so far, and also ones that have given me donations. If I had $5 for each person listening to each show, it'd be wonderful. I'd be able to keep this running for a long time, but at this point, I'm looking at it as anyway, I won't get into that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay.
There are enough people out there.
Okay, so let's see. Well, we have just about 1 minute left before we have to sign off. We did have a question, a request for you to explain more about the Galactic Federation. I don't know if you can give the 1 minute talk on that. That's about how much time we have left.
The Galactic Federation was, in a sense, put in place, I guess the light ship 2,000 years ago, so that they would help to protect humanity here, to keep out extraterrestrials, to keep out mind control, whatever would be interfering with the human race, and that was why they were put in place. So They got corrupted, and actually this is why we have our wars and everything else and duality and et cetera. So I don't know how long these beings have been here. It could be thousands and thousands of years. Maybe each time they say that, they're going to be doing a better job. I just don't know. I know that they're not here to help us. And because of that, their false teachings of Christianity and everything else that came down here that's in duality was given to us by the extraterrestrials. You can look at the movie 10,000 BC, get an idea of what they've done to humanity. It's normally all negative. As far as the galactics maybe coming down here for first contact or whatever, it's always in the future, and they're not here yet. Are they going to be here? Who knows? I think having one person die in a war is too much, and if they are compassionate beings and they have that technology, which they do have, to help everyone, they could stop the wars instantly, clean up our water, etc. Probably within a couple of days, we'd have a heaven on earth planet here. So they're the reason why we have the state of affairs that we're in right now. They transmit mind control to us, and also the governments have caught on how to do this also through their teachings. So this is kind of it in a nutshell. The Galactic Federation, and people now are calling it the Galactic Federation of Light, because I'm mocking the Galactic Federation. To me, it's all under the same umbrella. They're not here to help us. They give a lot of lip service, and a lot of the sightings that you find, that people see as far as ships, etc., could be manned by your neighbor next door flying them. So enough of that stuff. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next show is going to be on Friday. It's about the same time as this show, 5 minutes earlier. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful time.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.
Good night.